lyrics about you said something which I wish you could elaborate a little bit more. I think it's beautiful. You said the only choice you have is to abide or not to abide in yourself.
Well, I was referring to everything that's happened to you in this life has been preordained. You're not as free as you believe. Every hair on your head is counted. Every move you make. If I move my finger like this, it has all been preordained.
What is the source of it? Why did it begin like
that? It didn't. It never began. It's hypnotism. No one.
Not yourself. Not
the
capital S.
No. It's hypnosis. I always use the example, the sky is blue. There's really no sky, and there's no blue. If you fly up, there's only space. But we see the sky is blue. If you're in the desert and you see an optical illusion, you see water. And you chase the water, it's a mirage. It doesn't exist. Same thing.
So you're saying it's the mind that has to believe it has a source.
The mind.
That's rejecting that of mind. So
when the mind goes, all those concepts disappear with it.
Those concepts also.
So what I was referring to, the only freedom the mind has, and this has to do with the mind, is to turn within and find the source.
It's almost like connecting to the same circuit.
Yes. You have to use your mind to destroy your mind. The mind is nothing but a bunch of concepts. All the mind is a bunch of thoughts of the past and the future. If you understand that everything is preordained, you have nothing to worry about.
Is that also that you can say you have an attitude of, well, what the heck, it's preordained?
No, that's not good. I'm glad you brought it up. You have to act as if nothing is preordained.
Even though it is. And why is that?
Due to the fact it will give people a license to do whatever they like. The average person should never hear anything like this. Or they will go out and do all kinds of strange things. So we say, your life is preordained. But don't just sit back and say, it's going to happen anyway. Act as if it's not. Act as if you're free. But realize it's preordained. And everything will take care of itself.
Because ultimately then you are free.
Yes. Your real nature is freedom.
But we have all those stopping points in between, and that's where the
it is your mind. So it all comes from the mind. All creation exists in the mind. Your universe, which you see and feel, extends out of your mind. You create your own universe every day. The way you see things with your eyes and your senses. It's an extension of your mind. When you pull in your mind and rest your mind in your heart, you're in a completely different universe.
You don't need a mantra to do that.
No. Just awareness. It's a waking up process.
When you meditate, there's so many things on meditation, contemplation, concentration, and so on, that recently I've even been, I'll go in, I'll start with this mantra, and then I'll go to that mantra, and go, no, this is not just thoughts, I'm having different mantras, so it's very dizzy. But then there's the idea of blankness, and we don't want blankness necessarily either. It's not just a void, is it?
There's no such thing as a void.
Okay. There's still awareness, even though it's...
There is pure intelligence. Absolute reality. But that's ineffable. You can't explain that. You have to experience it for yourself. What we call the void in Buddhism is pure awareness. It's not really a void. The reason it's called a void, it means it transcends the world. It's beyond anything you know. So it's a void as far as that's concerned. But it's really pure awareness.
So, the fact that you have, in meditation, you have no experience means nothing.
Absolutely nothing. It doesn't matter. Experiences are not reality.
I'm saying this because I'm wanting confirmation of feelings I've already had. You've confirmed many thoughts. I don't know if you want to call them thoughts. Okay. That are truths.
All forms of meditation, affirmations, yoga, breathing exercises, are all to make the mind stop, to still the mind, to make the mind quiescent. But that's going about it the hard way. The fastest way to do this is to ask yourself the question, to whom comes these thoughts? As I mentioned before, you must use your mind to annihilate your mind. And by asking the question, to whom do these thoughts come, but not answering, it will take care of itself.
Do not answer.
Do not answer. Due to the fact when you answer, it's your ego answering. Your ego seems to have all the right answers. And you never get anywhere. You do not answer. But the feeling will come to you. These thoughts come to me. I feel these thoughts. Then the next query should be, from where does the I come from? Or who am I? And again, you do not answer. And one day you will find out that the I does not come from anything. It's mesmerism. There is no I. There never was an I. There is only I am. Freedom, bliss, consciousness, existence. They're all synonymous. And you will feel yourself not as a body, but as omnipresence. You will realize everything is yourself. There's only one. And even the one does not exist. There is no word to use. There is the self. That's the only word you can use. Everything is the self. And you are that. When you use words, it spoils it. It's beyond words, beyond thoughts. It comes to you. It's like you wake up, it's like you've been asleep for all these years. And all of a sudden you awaken. And you know.